True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And that means it's Tech Talk time. Doug Swindhart is joining us for the entire hour. And in the lead up to the fair and during the fair, that's all you hear about. Well, we are not at the fair today. We have settled back into our regular studios for the show today, and Doug joins us on the line. And by the way, if you want to visit with Doug about your computer or hardware or software, whatever, feel free to call or text 651-461-9226. Lindsey Brown is our producer. If you call, you'll visit with her. She'll put you through, and you can text. That'll come right into the studio, and we'll get you right on the air with Doug. Once again, the number 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Doug, I wanted to open with a topic today that, you know, we've heard about it, and there's this thing called cyber warfare, and countries like the United States and adversaries of the United States spend a lot of money on cyber warfare and protecting cyber infrastructure, etc. And we every now and then have an attack or an outage or something goes down, we'll have a major internet outage, you know, AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, some of the big players, or Xfinity, Comcast, will have outages. You know, where does that threat stand in this day and age? Is it something that we've got to be worried about?
There's really not a whole lot we can do, but yeah. It's been a while since I heard, but the last time I heard, over 70% of our military budget is going to cyber. That's got to be an enormous amount of money.
It seems high, but...
I thought so too, but apparently it's real. And the thing is I don't think we actually hear a lot about what is actually going on. I know that in the United States... our cyber division, they're the best on the planet. They really are. And there's a lot of countries that do really, really good work keeping everybody safe. Switzerland, Germany, and that's not to say that there's any bad guys over there, because I'm sure there is somewhere. But I think there's a lot more of this going on than what we know about and that we never see, which is really good, I think. I'm really kind of concerned with some of the things that are rumored coming out of Russia and North Korea and even some China, but I don't think it's extensive in China as it is other places. The fact that we are that vulnerable, and we are, it bothers me. I mean, it really does. And a lot of it, believe it or not, comes from the fact that, you know, our privacy here in this country is, when you're on the internet, it's gone. And there's really any information that you put in the, well, unless it's to a government site and it's to a secure site, our information just scattered all over. And I think that actually makes it easier for the hackers to gain entrance.
Yeah, and
big thing is we can't be falling for scams like, well, the Social Security office called and they want your Social Security number and they want your driver's license. Oh, they're never going to call and ask you for that. We got to become more aware, and especially seniors. Seniors are really not just targeted, but we're more likely. We're not as attuned to being suspicious as the younger generations. And that's one thing that I hope that we can really accomplish with our show, Steve, is to make people aware that do some reading, find out what you got going on, and do your best. Big thing is where you go on the internet and what you're doing. It really is. If you're a good user, you're paying attention, you should be okay.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a great point, and it is to be mindful of anything you get via email or text or phone call where it is an immediate call to action. We need your money. We need your information right now. By all means, take a step back and don't hand over your information, your credit card, etc. I think it's extremely important to take that break in the action and do a little research. And once again, it can be in the form of an email, a text, a phone call. And we've talked about it on this show before. And the bad actors are very good at what they do. And there can be a lot of different things. You know, your device has been hacked. Here's what you need to do. You brought up Social Security numbers. If you're receiving Social Security benefits or other government benefits, that immediate call to action should be assigned to pause, take a break, get phone numbers, get emails, and then, as you pointed out, do a little reading, do a little research on your own, because some of these things can be scary. Someone I know very well got a call that said, hey, your grandchild is in custody and needs some money right now. Or
that
is
was
in
a money
trouble.
Maker, by the way.
Well, right. And
that was huge.
Yeah. And those are the types of things where at that moment you want to act, and it's like, oh, they only want $1,000. Well, I'll do that, or I'll help out, or I'll wire money or send money. In that moment, take a break. Don't do anything right away and find out more. Make some calls.
Right.
Reach out to people and find out if this is legit.
And this time of the year, apparently Amazon is having a lot of activity here. People will, but because it's public knowledge, if you go out on Amazon and they happen to have a product that maybe it ain't even a real product, but if you're looking at it, they actually have your information as to where you are, what your IP address is, and they'll contact you and they'll say something like, your Prime account is in jeopardy. It's been suspended. We need to fix this for you right now. That's going to be big this fall. Things like the things that are from Amazon. And Amazon's saying, don't react. We're not going to do that. We're not going to. If you have problems, you call in. We're going to take care of you. But you're going to know where you're calling, and you're going to know who you're talking with. And that's going to be big.
And
of the online retailers are going to be really huge this year.
Well, we're going
into the season.
Well, and Doug, I just want to jump in and say, when it comes to Amazon, you can just simply say, oh, okay, thanks for the info, I'll check that out. And then you can log in and check your own Prime account and see what's going on.
Well, but you see, people panic, and they think that somebody is there to help them. And so they just listen and do, and they follow along, and they just they just go along with the guidance, and that's going to get you in trouble. And never let anybody take control of your computer remotely that you don't know. Ever. You got to know them.
Yeah, and once again, we have an outside service at my full-time job, and they do a really nice job. And if you're having an issue or the computer's running slow or something's glitchy, you call in, you get their help desk, and they'll get you a ticket number, and they'll put you through. And they always ask, can I jump in and take a look at your computer? Do you need to close anything? Do you need to save any documents before I jump in? And that is someone that's contracted with my employer to work on and maintain the computers. And those people always ask for permission, even though they have permission because they're work computers.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, be very leery of that.
Well, see, the thing is, you know, for a while, people were getting caught up in these scams. Oh, we're going to fix your computer, and then $1,000 gone. And then they get all their credit card company or their bank, and they would automatically reverse it. So they created little bots, if you will, or I like to think of it as malware, and they interjected them into popular websites. So when you went on that website, instead of getting the page that you expected, you'd get this alarm. You know, flashes and buzzers and all kinds of stuff. Call this number immediately for help. We're the cyber division, FBI cyber division. We're Microsoft, a number of things. People would make that call. When you make that call, you've initiated to do business with them. It's harder to get your money back.
Yeah.
It can be done, but it's much more difficult.
Yeah. So just once again, when you get that call to action, via text, via email, or on the telephone. You don't see stuff like that in the mail, but you will. You know, things could come via the U.S. mail as well that are call to actions. Take a break. Don't do anything. Reach out to friends, family members. As you pointed out, do a little reading on your own. If they're asking about your Prime account or calling about your bank account or maybe some government benefits, take the time to do a little research on your own before sending money or giving account numbers or social security numbers out. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll go to the text line. And by the way, you can call or text the show. And the number, as always, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. When we come back, it'll be a biggie this fall, and that is Windows 10. Should I upgrade to Windows 11? We will get into that from the text line in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Twins and Royals later on the radio. Our lineup card begins at 5:30. First pitch after 6 o'clock tonight. The Twins in a five-game losing skid, and the Royals just a game out of the final wild card spot in the American League. Joe Ryan will be on the mound tonight. Tech Talk is underway. Doug Swinhart joining us. By the way, all our Tech Talk shows available in podcast form at WCCRadio.com. You can listen anytime, and we invite you to do that. And coming out of the break, we're going to go right to the phone lines and bring in Kathy. Kathy, you're on the air with Doug.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really goofed up. I accidentally highlighted, I've got a Chromebook, highlighted my email inbox and deleted the whole Blumen thing.
Oh, my.
And I don't know how to get it back.
Is this a Gmail account, or what is this?
Yes.
Yeah. You might be able to recover it under All Mail. And you should be able to find that in a web browser. I would suggest that you log on and you see if you can find it under All Mail. They might be there, but there's no guarantee. You're going to want to do that as soon as possible. And
okay,
if you have trouble, give me a call next week, and I'll see if I can walk you through some stuff that might help. You might even have a copy, depending on how you get your mail. But it's if you manually did that, that's not too good.
So in other words, goodbye.
Well, no, not necessarily. If you are set up with a mail client like Thunderbird or something like that, so you have a local client, you may have just deleted a folder locally. So that's why I want you to open up a web browser, go to gmail.com, and log into your account and see what's there. That's your first step.
How long ago did you do this?
Late yesterday afternoon.
Well, it still might be in your trash.
Yeah, and your All Mail. Right,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if it's been very recently, it could be in your trash. I would check that or All Mail, like Doug said. It could be there, and that could be restored. But once again, you need to act quickly on that.
Okay. You know, it's a good point that you brought that up, Steve. Do the trash thing first, because you could just, it'll just say undo.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, do that first. That's a good point. Thank you, Steve. That's a really good point.
Yeah. Okay. And that's probably the biggest, that it's recent, because thanks for the call, Kathy, and good luck with that. But I would check that trash folder first, because I have done that inadvertently, because we use Gmail at my full-time job, and someone will send me something, and I'll inadvertently delete that, but it goes into trash, and it sits there for a time. It isn't deleted right away. That trash is emptied. But if she only did it yesterday, it should all still be there.
Yeah, you know, and for years and years and years, we've been asking Microsoft, when you right-click, we've been asking them to please separate cut and copy. Move them apart, even if you just put a line in between them.
Yeah.
It's really easy when you're working and you're used to moving that mouse at an accelerated rate that you'll hit cut instead of copy. Then you'll go ahead and you'll paste it into the document, send the document out, go back, and it's gone.
Yeah.
And you don't even remember doing it. That's one thing I wish they would do. Separate, copy, and cut. I wish they'd separate them.
Now, when you're playing around in trash, though, you want to be very careful, because once you empty that trash, then you're really in trouble. So once you get in there, you want to make sure you're understanding. And if Kathy's still tuned in, be very careful in there, and you may want to get some help on this, you know, to make sure you're making the right moves, but that you should be able to do a bulk restore out of trash.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was a great cut-in, Steve. Thank you. That was way good.
Yeah, and you're right about all mail. You can see all of this stuff, but I would start there, and my fingers crossed that she'll be able to get that back. But, yeah, right. In some ways it is too easy to go in and do something like that where it's like, oh, boy, I really didn't want to do that.
Yeah, it's like when computers sync up with other devices, and Apple started that, and it's a great, it really is a nice service. But if you start deleting things, and you think you're doing it off one computer, but you may be syncing, and you may be doing it off all of them.
Right.
You really want to watch that too. That's that's real common. But this is I think she's going to find it in her trash, Steve. I think that was excellent.
And then photos and video as well, Doug. That is another one we're letting con, and we've talked about this. I think it is good practice, especially if you're somewhere waiting, you're in a waiting room or, you know, whatever the point is. You have a little idle time. You can go in and clean up your phone and the photos and maybe videos on your phone, and I use it for work. I'll take a photo of something so I don't forget, and I get back to my desk, and there's a photo of it, and a reminder that I've got to deal with something. But that also needs to be cleaned up as well. There's no reason for me to be storing it on my phone and then up in iCloud and so on and so forth. And I have it set up, if I delete that photo or video on my phone, that eventually that'll be kicked out of iCloud as well, that I don't want it anymore.
Exactly.
So, you know, tread lightly when those devices and your backup are synced, because once you get rid of it, you are indeed getting rid of it. All right, we're going to take a break. We have to update the weather, and then we will come back and we'll get into Windows 10, and that is a huge topic. We talked a great deal about it a week ago, and this is really important. If you have Windows 10, should you upgrade to Windows 11 right now? We're coming up rapidly this fall on, and I'll use air quotes here, the end of life for Windows 10, but it doesn't really mean that. And we'll sort all of that out on the program. So by all means, stick around here on Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart is in. And our phone number, if you want to call or text, 651-461-9226, here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in through 4 o'clock today, and we're on the air each and every Saturday between 3 and 4. And the good news is you can find our podcast 24/7 at WCCORadio.com. And Doug, just wanted to follow up on security. We talked earlier, and if you get a call or a text or an email calling for urgent action, particularly giving up account numbers or sending money, pause, wait, find out more, contact a family member, a friend, just take a step back. Another good one from our text line: I've had messages about accounts I don't even have. That's certainly a red flag. And also, I never answer calls from numbers I don't recognize. And I think that's really good practice as well. And
I had a bank account that I closed 4 years ago, and they called up and said, "Oh yeah, we got money in your account here at Old Republic." I knew better, and I didn't even play. You know, give me your phone number. I'll call you at the bank, and we'll continue this. Click.
Yeah.
See, sometimes just a question ends it.
Yeah. What's your name? What's your number? Can I get your email? All of that sort of stuff will usually end it. And
address is a good.
Yeah, and once again, a big computer manufacturer or Microsoft, Dell, HP, Apple, they are not going to call you.
No.
And ask about your computer. It won't happen. So,
and this is the biggest reason why they won't.
Yeah.
You know, there used to be a time where if somebody that they would do that, especially like Quest or US West when the internet first started. Yeah. But because of this, because of people using this as scams, they don't anymore. And that's why. That's the biggest reason why they don't.
Yeah. And anything along the lines, you've been hacked and we're here to help, should be a
run and hide
flag for sure. Doug, this is a very important topic. We've talked about it a lot lately, and that will continue through the fall because we're coming up on a so-called end of life for Windows 10. It doesn't really mean that, but they're not going to continue to support it. And let's start with this one from the text line. And by the way, if you want to send us a text or call, 651-461-9226. One more time, 651-461-9226. And that's good for all our shows here on CCO. And that is, if you have Windows 10 and you're able, should you upgrade to Windows 11?
I don't think you really need to. You really don't. As long as you're a good user, you haven't had any problems in the past, I would suggest that you get a commercial antivirus and malware practice. If you can't afford it, go download the free version of Bitdefender. That's run really well. But I just don't think that people need to panic. Let's keep in mind that today, Windows 11 is the biggie around the globe. But it only took 4 years. And even those people, a lot of them did a dual boot, because they just did not trust what was going to happen. So they learned how to do a dual boot. They got Windows 10 and Windows 11, which is not a bad plan. But I don't think that people need to get all goofy about this. If you want to look, if you go to Google and you put in Windows 11 or Windows space alternative operating systems, just watch what comes up. It's amazing the amount of choices that you have. Everything from React OS to Arca OS to Chrome Flex, which I really like. There used to be another Chrome-based desktop that you could download. I think it was a Chromistic or something like that. It's now called Wayne OS. I don't know why, but that's a good-looking system. And some, they almost all of them have a beautiful graphical user interface. It's just kind of what you like to look at, and they're all user-friendly. Just do some research. There's a lifetime of research you could do, but play around a little bit. Personally, I like Linux Mint. They're large, they support, they react to bad things and good things, excellent hardware support, just can't go wrong. And I like the XFCE desktop because it's simple. It reminds me of Windows XP. No glitz, no glitter, it's just fast. And I like that speed. So if you're a no-nonsense user, check that out for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not tied to Windows. And remember, Mac OS is a wonderful system. It really is. Now, today they're coming out with new machines and a little bit more proprietary and software, but that's the price you'll pay for doing business with Apple. But I don't think you'll be displeased with any of it. Apple is doing a great job these days.
Yeah, and as far as Windows 10, if your computer is capable of upgrading to a Windows 11 operating system, you shouldn't be afraid of that, but once again, you want to back up your data and make sure.
Yep.
And you should have your data backed up anyway. I mean,
yeah, and you're going to do that regardless. And you're going to do that regardless what operating system when you're changing to a new one. Yeah, even Linux Mint, when I upgrade from 21 to 22, I copy all of my data on an external and up in the cloud, two cloud storages, just to make absolutely certain. But I'm a big believer, and we've said this numerous times, Steve, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You may find that without all these updates from Microsoft, runs just fine.
Yeah, and a good reminder. And quick follow-up, you mentioned having some sort of malware and virus protection. What are you recommending right now?
I like, if you're looking for a freebie, I'd be going for Bitdefender. If you're looking for a commercial, I would absolutely check out Malwarebytes. They are long-term, they're U.S.-based, they're unbelievable service. Good people, excellent people. And, of course, you got ESET32, that also is U.S.-based. I like staying with U.S.-based products when I'm talking about malware and antivirus. It just makes sense to me. And there are just lots of, there isn't so many free ones, and most of the free ones are trials. So if you're looking for a freebie, that you got to kind of pay attention to. But you're good to go. It's much easier than it was 10 years ago, I'll give you that.
Doug, here's a good one from the text line, and it's a follow-up to security. And I want to get into this following the break. And that is, should you be leery of QR codes? And they are everywhere. I was at a football game last night, and it was Tackle Cancer Night at the Champlin Park Andover game. And they had a QR code up on the scoreboard so you could scan that with your phone and then donate. And certainly a great cause. But are there concerns about QR codes? And, you know, should you consider the source before scanning a QR code? We'll get into that in a moment here on Tech Talk on News Talk 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in. By the way, our podcasts are available 24/7 at WCCORadio.com. It is WCCO Tech Talk. We invite you to take advantage of that. Share those if you will. And Doug, we brought it up before the break, and that is the QR code. You'll see these everywhere. Television ads, you'll be out and about, and you'll see a QR code. They can be handy. Is there anything to be concerned about these? I think it's like a lot of things, technology-wise, consider the source first. Would you agree?
Pretty strong on this. I won't touch them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, no, I won't touch them. Almost always, they will have a web link right underneath it. Just yep. Use the link. This is that way you know where you're going. You've got control. Your computer's got control. The QR codes, they're having some issues with spammers, and there are people that are actually mailing through snail mail, making them look real. People just pick up, oh, it's so easy, you know, pick up your phone, snap, oh, there, I'm going to get something free. Yeah, you probably are. But see, there's no way to look at that and no way to decode it. Now, they've got readers, but there's different formats for these. So you don't always know what's going on. I just won't touch them.
All right. Fair enough. Be leery of QR codes. I don't. Now, I brought up this game last night. I was at a high school football game. It was Tackle mm-hmm. Cancer Night, Champlin Park up at Andover. Huge crowd. And on the scoreboard before the game, Randy Shaver, who is a cancer survivor himself and has been very active, they had a QR mm-hmm. code so people at the game could, you know, get that on their phone and make a donation. Now, in that case,
that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, very legitimate. But for the most part, it gets back to the age old. Consider the source and take a step back. If you're not sure, I agree. A web address is much, much better.
And you know what? I always live by another rule, Steve. If it's a good deal today, it'll be a good deal tomorrow and the next day. Yeah. There's no reason to rush. Go ahead and look into it a little bit. Find out, really, for sure. Then go ahead. But make sure you're confident in what you're doing and where you're going and what you're signing up for.
Yeah, another one, phone numbers are used for rewards accounts, place where I buy sandwiches. I put in my phone number and I get some rewards, and every now and then I'll get a free brownie or a bag of chips, and it's like, yeah, whatever. I suppose they can be misused as well, and they could end up all over town. The one thing is when you do share a phone number like that and get some sort of reward for it, there's a chance that number could be sold, and you might expect marketing calls to increase as a result.
Yeah, that's almost a given.
Yeah, for sure.
Even the cup rewards, as good as that is, because you get the free gas and all that.
Yeah,
you're going to create yourself some extra spam, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and we want to squeeze in a couple more from our text line. And by the way, we're on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting, of course. The Twins and Royals play later. Our coverage begins at 5:30 with the lineup card. iPad. One of the buttons for sound is stuck on the side of my iPad. I get no sound because of it. Anything I can do or take it somewhere to get fixed? I would assume the answer to that is yes.
Yeah, I'd be taking it to the Apple store and see what they say.
Yeah.
It sounds like they probably had sticky fingers at one time or something. And if they can't get it clean and they're not comfortable taking it apart and putting in that button, it might just need that little button replaced. And anytime it comes to Apple, we've got the Apple store out at the Mall of America. These people are good. They know their stuff. They really do. They're very well trained before they're put out on the floor. And Apple is always kind of...
Oh.
Yeah, these folks do a good job.
Yeah, and there are those fix-it shops that will replace glass a phone or on an iPad as well. And they're all over town. They might be able to free it up as well. And you're right. The Apple store has been very good with Apple products and iPhones, etc. Over the years, they have been very, very helpful. But there are the local fix-it shops at the nearby mall. There might be one in a strip mall near you. They do a nice job as well, and they might be able to fix this up for you pretty quick.
Yeah, that's the way to go. It shouldn't be a big thing like that. As long as it's just the hardware, and it sounds like it is. It sounds like the button is stuck. They know that it's in or something, or out. It could be just dirty.
Yeah, and hopefully that is the case. Hey, Doug, before we run out of time, your phone number and email, how do people reach out to you during the week?
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin@wccotech.com. admin@wccoteach.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve.
Yeah, Doug, have yourself a very good weekend and a good week. We'll do it again next Saturday.
Awesome.
All right, there he is, Doug Swinhart, joining us here on Tech Talk. And a friendly reminder, the show is available in podcast form at our website, WCCRadio.com. And that's true for all our shows, Vanita in the Morning News, Adam and Jordana, Chad Hartman, Drive Time with the Rush, and, of course, The Lake Show with Henry Lake. And all our great weekend shows are available in podcast form, and we invite you to check that out. Here's the deal. We've got the news. We've got the weather at 4. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. A lot going on in the outdoors in the autumn. Hunting season starting to ramp up. And then we'll get you up to date on the headlines in the day in sports. Tons of college football scores as well here on CCO.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.